"Yes, you were," said Ron. "I said, 'I wonder what's wrong with Lupin,' and you, 'Well, isn't it obvious?'" said Hermione, with a look of maddening superiority. "If you don't want to tell us, don't," snapped Ron. "Fine," said Hermione haughtily, and she marched off. "She doesn't know," said Ron, staring resentfully after Hermione. "She's just trying to get us to talk to her again." At 8 o'clock on Thursday evening, Harry left Gryffindor Tower for the History of Magic classroom. It was dark and empty when he arrived, but he lit the lamps with his wand and had waited only 5 minutes when Professor Lupin turned up, carrying a large packing case, which he heaved onto Professor Binns' desk. "What's that?" said Harry. "Another boggart," said Lupin, stripping off his cloak. "I've been combing the castle ever since Tuesday, and very luckily I found this one lurking inside Mr. Filch's filing cabinet. It's the nearest we'll get to a real Dementor. The boggart will turn into a Dementor when he sees you, so we'll be able to practice on him. I can store him in my office when we're not using him. There's a cupboard under my desk he'll like." "Okay," said Harry, trying to sound as though he wasn't apprehensive at all, and merely glad that Lupin had found such a good substitute for a real Dementor. "So," Professor Lupin had taken out his own wand and indicated that Harry should do the same.